It's time for not Money Mondays. No. It's time for Get Well Wednesday. Our doctor is the hip hop doc, Dr. Ronnie Whitfield. Good morning, Doc. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Tom. How y'all doing this morning?
What up, Dr.
Doing
Ronnie?
Real good. February is Black History and Heart Health Month.
Yes, sir.
We as African Americans must be consistent in our health resolutions, as many of us are faced with various health challenges, and most of them are preventable if we do the right thing. Right, Doc?
That's right. About $33 billion is spent each year on medical costs, $9 billion in productivity lost days at work because of cancer, stroke, diabetes, and heart disease. And as you know, Tom, heart disease is the number one killer of all Americans. So we just got to get the message out about some simple things that you can do to live long, happy, and healthy lives.
Like what?
First thing is lose some weight.
Oh, yeah.
Get on a diet. And why is it that so many people can't stay on a diet?
Well, I think, you know, first of all, this time of year, people set those New Year resolutions, and they're just not realistic. They take on too many things. I'm going to lose weight, exercise more, fall in love, save money. And when you overwhelm yourself with too many of these things, you can't do them all. So we got to be realistic about it. And I'll give you three simple points, Tom. Eat what you love, but do so in moderation. So if you want to have, if you're a soda lover, you can have a mini-sized can of Coca-Cola. If you want a pizza, use the bagel bite. Take small steps to better health again. Don't overwhelm yourself with all these things. Try to do small, sustainable things that you can maintain throughout the year. And, of course, get your numbers checked. You got to see a doctor. You got to know your blood pressure. Mm-hmm. You got to know your cholesterol. You got to know if you have diabetes, what your sugar is, and how better to control it. I just think as Americans, we tend to take on too much.
Dr. Ronnie, if you could get rid of, say, two or three foods that are bad for African Americans, what would you get rid of?
Oh, probably pigtails and hog maw.
Well, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good.
You want to do something for the people up north?
Wait a minute. Are you trying to tell me?
That's a southern delicacy, I think. For those of us.
From a guy that had a store called Moo and Oink.
Ooh, man, okay. West side.
Okay. Okay.
Civil, bring us home. Civil, bring us home.
Do you have anything for us? No.
But we are talking about lifestyle here, aren't we? We're talking not just going on a major diet, but changing your lifestyle.
We are. And it's, you know, we can create a new positive habit by eliminating one again. If we focus on cigarette smoking, one of the single most preventable causes of death in our country. You focus on that for 2 to 3 months, and if you can stop smoking the next month, you focus on portion control. The next 2 or 3 months after you've managed that, you focus on exercising more. And by the end of the year, you've changed 2 to 3 habits, and you've probably transformed your life. You've lost weight, your lungs are feeling better, you know, and you've added years to your life. So, again, it's not trying to do 10 things at once. And I have patients that come in with this long list of things to do. Focus on one thing every 2 to 3 months, and if you're able to accomplish those things by the end of the year, you transform your life, and again, you're adding years to your life.
How's your weight, Doc?
Weight is good. Tom, you can check your boy out on Instagram, doing my workouts twice a week.
And you've extended your life span, haven't you?
I definitely have. I don't know if that's good or bad because my bills keep getting better, but it's all good. I'm going to stay in.
Because you're getting married?
Yeah, he's engaged.
Yeah, getting married.
Congratulations.
The Doc is engaged.
Damon, too.
Yeah.
So you've extended your lifespan too, Damon.
Hey, I thought you don't live as long when you get married.
No, you live longer.
Oh, well, that's what
you
it
live
is.
Longer, but you're not happy.
Congratulations,
we're gonna make it,
gentlemen.
Bro. We're gonna make it.
The Doc is going to be around to answer your questions on Get Well Wednesday at 646-4-6-4, and give me some heavy D.